the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And welcome back to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant here on the Las Casas side of town. I call it South Las Casas, actually, but it's in the Food Line location off Las Casas Pike. And Greg Wyatt joins me here from the Siegel Stars. And, Coach, you look tired, but I know you're kind of a happy tired when it comes to football.
Yeah. It's good night last night.
The 35-30 win, and you kind of had a sweating a little bit toward the end of the ball game, and we were really paying close attention to that score, but really it kind of started, I guess it was a game of up and downs a little bit, because you had a couple of fumbles early in the game. They put 3 points on the board, but then you came storming back and just really put some points on the scoreboard.
I think we had a little pregame jitters. We bobbled the kickoff and didn't communicate very well, and then the first play from scrimmage we fumble. Defense did a good job holding to a field goal, and then our offense got on the field and did a great job of opening things up and scoring 28 points.
I know going in, and we talked to Coach Burnham last week, and the defense is young. You lost a lot of people on defense, but boy, the first half they really did a good job. But I guess good offense helps the defense a lot, doesn't it?
Well, there's no doubt about that. You know, we weren't near as explosive in the second half as we were in the first half, and defense was on the field a long, long time in the second half, and it kind of got to us a little bit, especially, you know, it was as humid as it was last night and things. They got a good football team. They're pretty good offensively. I think we stunned them a little bit early. They came back in the second half, and they probably outplayed us in the second half. Even though we outplayed them in the first half, it ended up, going in our favor.
Coach, I don't want to put, I know you're not wanting me to, but we're going to talk a little bit about before we get into the details of the game. I think it was the first home win, the opening season win you've had in, 3 years, I think, something like that?
Yeah, I believe, if
I'm accurate there.
Since 2008, yes, sir. We beat Smyrna in 2008, and then we lost to Independence the last 2 years by 1 point.
How big is that? I mean, the fact that you won it. I mean, I know it's just one game, and there's a lot of football to be played, but it's got to make your guys feel, in terms of confidence and knowing you can win against a very, very good opponent. It's got to kind of help at least build on it anyway.
Sure. I mean, you go into the off season, and you work your tails off from January until, the middle of August, and you try to sell to your kids that they've got to work their tails off to win, and going into the first ball game, it's definitely a confidence builder. I think the kids feel like they what their hard work is beginning to pay off a little bit. So it's definitely a confidence builder. You can also find a ton of things to work on. So we've got a ways to go on both sides of the ball. Right now, I think we're a little bit more ahead offensively than we are defensively. But they say your best improvement should be from game one to game two, and we're hoping that's going to happen this week.
Let's talk about we talked about last week the two quarterback and there is no controversy there, is there? I mean, it's a good thing when you have two quarterbacks, and they both equally played pretty well.
Yeah, they both can play. They both do a lot of things. You know, been a lot of press about how Brent throws the ball better than Trayton, and Trayton runs the ball better than Brent. And in my opinion, I think they both throw the ball well and they both run the ball well. They're both pretty much a threat either way. I think the greatest thing about those two kids is both of them are very unselfish right now, and they really don't care who's in the ball game as long as we win. And that's important, and that's a very mature aspect for those two kids. They push each other in practice. We've got great competition at that position. And it's we've gotten the best out of both those kids, and it's going to help us in the long run.
When you said you get the best out of both of them, I guess that's a result. Their unselfishness, it would be a problem for one of them if they didn't have that kind of feeling. They don't sulk. They don't, you know. It's kind of a team thing, and they take pride in it.
It's a great thing to see both of them on the sideline cheering each other on during the ball game. You know, Trayton plays a whole lot more defense. He's our start. He's one of our starting corners, and I believe one of the better corners in our league. He can be. And, when he's on the sideline and he's got a series off, he's up there cheering on Brent and helping Brent out. And Brent's, he's one of the biggest cheerleaders. He's on the sideline for our whole football team. And they both are very selfish, and they both really push each other hard. It's a great situation for our team.
Well, looking at stats, Harris was 7 of 9 for 68 yards, and Stockstill was 7 of 12 for 140 yards, so it doesn't get much closer than that. You also had a good performance out of Harris. He had a 69-yard run. That kind of got you going increased your lead to 14-3. As a coaching staff, when you come in and you're at halftime and it's 28-3, you know that this team, there's going to be a moment where this team's going to try to come back. Did you concentrate on that at halftime?
We went in and, that's the one thing that I talked about was that, we overcame some adversity early in the ball game with turning the ball over and just holding them to a field goal. And I went in and I told them at halftime, I said I was proud of them because in the past our mental attitude would be, here we go again, that kind of deal. And we'd be fighting from behind. And our kids, they overcame that early adversity. They fought back and really did a good job in the first half. My thoughts to them were that we needed to continue that same intensity, which we didn't do a very good job of. Our kids kind of let down, and we've got to learn to finish a little bit better than we did last night.
Well, they closed the gap, and you had one really drive. Stockstill was behind the center, and they moved the ball, scored. And then Franklin came roaring back again and tried an onside kick, and I know you guys were ready for that.
Sure, yeah. We knew that it was coming, and we did a pretty good job. Michael Joyner jumped on the ball, it's a big play.
Franklin quarterback pretty good, isn't he?
He's good. He's if we see one better than him this year, that whoever it is will be daggum good because he not only has a good arm and is fairly mobile in the pocket, but he is smart. We tried to come after him with some blitzes and things like that, and he hurt us. He could find it, and he could throw hot off of it very quickly, and that's tough. When you got one that's like that in high school and that can find where you're coming from and go back and pick you apart from where you're bringing a blitz from, that's a pretty he's a pretty special kid, I think.
I think it's kind of obvious for young kids to lose a little bit of intensity when you get up to a lead like that. It's almost to the point where, as a coach, I guess you're happy you're up by that, but at the same time, you're very apprehensive of what could take place.
Well,
they're not ready.
A lot of that is part of our youth, and a lot of that is part of our program. We've not played up from 25 points very many times, since I've been there in my 4 years there. So it's a different it's a different mentality for them that we haven't been used to in the past. So that's something that we've got to learn, and we've got to build off of that and learn from our mistakes a little bit there.
You were really within a game, really, of making the playoffs last year. I think this is a playoff team, and I know in your heart of hearts you think it's a playoff team. If the ball bounces, you've got to have a few breaks as well, though.
We're going to have a lot of breaks.
A lot of hard work, too, I guess.
Our district is not down. I think our district is probably as good as it was last year in some places. So we've got to find a way to be able to to get ourselves, you know, in a position to where we can, you know, we can get out of the league, you know, with a couple more victories than we've had in the past couple of years.
Greg Wyant is our guest here on the Prentice Also Heating and Air Coach's Corner. A couple more questions, Coach. You got Lincoln County. That's always a – we love to go there, and we haven't been able to go in the last few years. But I know they've got a new coach, and you're familiar with him, and he's going to have those guys ready to play Friday.
Yeah, he will. They, they're a good football team. They're probably as fast as they've been in the recent past, and they feel pretty good about their football team down there. They're similar to us. They're fairly young, but it'll be a great test for our kids to be able to go down into that atmosphere and play a team that is as tradition rich as Lincoln County is.
That place gives a whole new dimension. I can always remember the hamburger smoke coming across the first quarter. It's always
right.
There.
Yep.
It's all
and it floats out of that end zone right over the field.
I think they use that as a defensive weapon. I really do.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a good battle, and you know, it's a road game, and it's important to win those. And you'll go this week preparing them to expect just about anything from Lincoln County, wouldn't you?
Yeah, going down there is a good challenge. We have to get out of school a little bit early. It'll be a different than what we've done in the past, as far as, you know, this is the longest road trip we've taken in a couple of years that I can remember. So it'll be a little bit different experience for our kids, and we'll see. You know, we're young, so we got to see how we, you know, if we're mature enough to handle something like this.
Well, Greg, congratulations, and a great, great win against Franklin last night, and continued success. I'll probably see you a week from this coming Saturday. Brian will catch you next week.
But
good luck to you, and a great win for you.
All right, I appreciate it. And thanks for all you guys' thoughts and prayers. I appreciate
all right,
this week.
Greg Wyant, and we do condolences on the passing of his mother, and those kids really stepped up and got him a big win last night. The Seagull Stars winners 35-30. We're going to take a break, and we come back. Brian Baird will have Coach Thomas McDaniel of the Oakland Patriots. I think is that Thomas McDaniel coming up next. All right, he's in the house. So we'll continue with more from the Cedar Bucket.